Listen to a woman, Lisa, talking about a trip to Tokyo. Answer questions 1 through 8 using a maximum of 5 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. An example, 0 is given.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing? How was the trip?
Fine. It was great. Had a really good time.
Yeah. How long were you there?
I was there for 10 days, about.
Tokyo? Is that right?
I went to Tokyo for the first 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the next 4, I spent the night on a different island each night and visited the islands during the day.
Great.
Okay. And then back and left from Tokyo.
Yeah. What, a week, 2 weeks, did you say?
Sorry. No. More or less 10 days, counting the travel.
Right. Okay, yeah. So anyway, what's it like when you come out of the airport and everything's in Japanese and you can't read it?
It's confusing, but luckily I went with a friend, so I had someone to direct me and translate, and I didn't have to worry too much about.
Yeah. And do people tend to speak English or not?
No.
Really?
Okay. No, they don't tend to speak English.
Yeah.
They speak Japanese.
Sure. Well, that's kind of normal, I imagine, in Japan, yeah. Do they get, are they at all offended if you address them in English?
No, they try to be very helpful, but the truth is that they don't speak good English.
Yeah. What about Tokyo itself? I mean, in the films, you always see Tokyo's like really built up, really sort of dense. Is it really like that or not?
It is quite dense, and there are lots and lots of people, but it's very quiet, and you don't really notice it so much.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not like Barcelona, where you've got like quite a lot of traffic in a fairly dense city.
You do have a lot of traffic and a lot of people, but it's much quieter than Barcelona.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Japanese are more laid back, maybe.
Yeah? Okay.
Not as noisy.
I've never really been able to reconcile the idea of that built-up urban area with those gardens, yeah? I mean, they're often in films as well. I mean, are the gardens part of the city, the inner city? Or?
Yeah, they are. There are several different gardens and quite large gardens. Actually, I saw one that was like a lake with lotus flowers blooming, just covered with lotus flowers. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, like National Geographic pictures, and what about the food? Is the Japanese food that they eat in Tokyo the same as our version of the Japanese food, which has become really popular here in Barcelona in recent years?
Well, the sushi is pretty much the same. Yeah, if you can eat the same kind of sushi there as you can have here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not exactly the same, but more or less.
And did you stay in a hotel or in a flat? Or?
I stayed in a hotel for a couple of nights in Tokyo, in Roppongi. And then when I was staying on the islands, I stayed in, for one night, I stayed in a youth hostel.
Okay, all right.
And then the others in different inns and places.
And are the flats different from the flats here? Is the concept of the living space different from here, or is it more or less the same?
Everything is much smaller.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. For example, you could have a family of 4 living in an apartment of like 30 square meters.
Okay.
And that's normal.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Oof. But like they manage with that, and that is life.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. It's normal, and they're organized. So.
Okay, yeah. And what about the underground? Was that okay? Because you see that in documentaries, you see that on the news as well. You see it very, very full. Did you use the underground at all?
I did take the underground, but avoided rush hour.
Really?
Because during rush hour, it's packed, literally packed.
Okay,
so I tried to avoid, after 9 o'clock, it's okay in the morning.
All right, okay. Yeah. Hey, well, I better go. I've got to catch a train. So I'll see you later then.
Okay.
Eh? Take care.
Bye.
Listen to a woman, Lisa, talking about a trip to Tokyo. Answer questions 1 through 8 using a maximum of 5 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. An example, 0 is given.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing? How was the trip?
Fine. It was great. Had a really good time.
Yeah. How long were you there?
I was there for 10 days, about.
Tokyo, is that right?
I went to Tokyo for the first 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the next four, I spent the night on a different island each night and visited the islands during the day.
Great.
Okay. And then back and left from Tokyo.
Yeah. What, a week, 2 weeks, did you say? Sorry.
No. More or less 10 days, counting the travel.
Right. Okay, yeah. So anyway, what's it like when you come out of the airport and everything's in Japanese and you can't read it?
It's confusing, but luckily I went with a friend, so I had someone to direct me and translate, and I didn't have to worry too much about.
Yeah. And do people tend to speak English or not?
No.
Really?
Okay. No, they don't tend to speak English.
Yeah.
They speak Japanese.
Sure. Well, that's kind of normal, I imagine, in Japan, yeah. Do they get, are they at all offended if you address them in English?
No, they try to be very helpful, but the truth is that they don't speak good English.
Yeah. What about Tokyo itself? I mean, in the films, you always see Tokyo's like really built up, really sort of dense. Is it really like that or not?
It is quite dense, and there are lots and lots of people, but it's very quiet, and you don't really notice it so much.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not like Barcelona, where you've got like quite a lot of traffic in a fairly dense city.
You do have a lot of traffic and a lot of people, but it's much quieter than Barcelona.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Japanese are more laid back, maybe.
Yeah? Okay.
Not as noisy.
I've never really been able to reconcile the idea of that built-up urban area with those gardens, yeah? I mean, they're often in films as well. I mean, are the gardens part of the city, the inner city? Or?
Yeah, they are. There are several different gardens and quite large gardens. Actually, I saw one that was like a lake with lotus flowers blooming, just covered with lotus flowers. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, like National Geographic pictures, and what about the food? Is the Japanese food that they eat in Tokyo the same as our version of the Japanese food, which has become really popular here in Barcelona in recent years?
Well, the sushi is pretty much the same. Yeah, if you can eat the same kind of sushi there as you can have here.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not exactly the same, but more or less.
And did you stay in a hotel or in a flat? Or?
I stayed in a hotel for a couple of nights in Tokyo, in Roppongi. And then when I was staying on the islands, I stayed in, for one night, I stayed in a youth hostel.
Okay, all right.
And then the others in different inns and places.
And are the flats different from the flats here? Is the concept of the living space different from here, or is it more or less the same?
Everything is much smaller.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. For example, you could have a family of four living in an apartment of like 30 square meters.
Okay.
And that's normal.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Oof. But like they manage with that, and that is life. Yeah.
Okay. It's normal, and they're organized. So.
Okay, yeah. And what about the underground? Was that okay? Because you see that in documentaries, you see that on the news as well. You see it very, very full. Did you use the underground at all?
I did take the underground, but avoided rush hour.
Really?
Because during rush hour, it's packed, literally packed.
Okay,
so I tried to avoid. After 9 o'clock, it's okay in the morning.
All right, okay. Yeah. Hey, well, I'd better go. I've got to catch a train. So I'll see you later then.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.